Episode 2342, Reconsider Your Definitions.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope your week is off to an incredible start. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to wake up today within your own journey, knowing that you can do absolutely anything you set your mind to. Nothing is impossible, but some things get in our way. So it's time to reconsider your definitions. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. said this, "Reconsider your definitions. We are prone to judge success by the index of our salaries or the size of our automobiles, rather than by the quality of our service and relationships to mankind." There is a statement that we need to pause and think about. Because how are you defining your everyday? I mean, basically, that's what Dr. King was saying. How are you judging your everyday? What does it look like? If you were to give your day a report card and grade it at the end, you wake up and you say, okay, this is how I'm starting. And before you lay your head down on the pillow, you say, okay, I got an A here, a B here, a C here, an A here, a D here, I failed here. How are you grading yourself? I mean, think about how you define things in your life like success. What is success to you? What does it mean? And maybe the word success has different meanings. If you're looking at your children, maybe you're saying, well, you know what? If they're breathing, that's success. Or maybe you're at a stage in life where you are successful because your children are grown, they have a family, they have a good job, they're solid. So your success could mean multiple different things depending upon how you apply it. What about failure? Is failure simply not being able to reach what you set out to achieve? What about goals, beliefs, purpose? How do you define purpose in your life? What is that definition for you? Vision, mission, these are just to name a few. When you define your everyday, you are placing meaning or lack thereof. And it's through these definitions where you judge what you see, feel, and hear. So you got to reconsider your definitions. Life is not always what you see because how you see it is through your definitions. All the people that come to me and say, Christiane, this is where I'm at. And when I coach, I have various ways of looking at things. And I look at them very uniquely. And a lot of times, my clients, and I don't really call them clients, it's kind of a weird thing, because they're my family. Seriously, I think of you all as my family. And I look at things and they're like, oh, I didn't see that. Have you ever noticed something you're driving and all of a sudden you think it's one thing, but then it's another? It's like driving at dusk. Driving at dusk, lights do screwy things with your eyes. And people are like, oh, I didn't see that. And the other one's like, well, I did see it. Same thing here. It's how you're defining what you see, how you feel, what you hear. What if you changed your definitions? This would broaden your horizons on your everyday. Success is not dependent on what you gain, but on what you learn. So what if you were to take a note out of Dr. Martin Luther King's book and reconsider your definitions for your everyday? Would you show up differently? Would you have a different attitude towards your children, a different attitude towards your spouse or your colleagues? What about a different attitude to your own reflection? You know that person that you see in the mirror? My grandson is here visiting and I'm absolutely having a blast. It's one of those things that you just cherish as a grandparent. And I can remember my mom, when I had our first, she was like, oh my gosh, this just can't get any better. And then I had number two, number three, number four, number five. Yes, she's blessed. We have blessed her with five grandchildren. But I remember her having those conversations with me going, there's nothing like grandchildren. And I was holding my grandbaby after he had taken a bath. And we have this mirror that's adjustable. It sits up where I can actually sit down if I want to put my Lee Press-On face on. Yeah, it's my makeup. Yeah, I don't sit down. Don't have time for that. But he gets a hold of it. And he loves it because it's very, very bright. And I can brighten the light or I can dim it. He likes it bright. And it's magnified because I'm getting old. So I need to be able to see things. And so he pulls it close to him. How do you think he defines what he sees in that mirror? He smiles big. Because you see, his mind is not jaded yet. He hasn't gone through all the stuff. He hasn't had people say things to him. Ideas placed in his head that didn't even need to be there. Oh, but we could hold that same mirror and see something totally different. Reconsider your definitions. Have you ever been to Alaska? I've flown over it, sort of on the edge of it, landed there, but I've never actually experienced it. It's one area of the globe that I want to set my feet on. And I want to go out there. And I mean, it's just gorgeous. But I mention Alaska because of the icebergs. And they're absolutely incredible. But if you look at an iceberg with just your naked eye from the ship or in the harbor, and you're seeing the iceberg, and you're like, oh, wow, that's all there is. But you forget that there's something underneath. Usually it's bigger. It's sometimes even better. But when we look above it, it's just like, oh, it's this. So it may look small. Or it may appear to be bigger than what it really is. And then underneath, it's like, whoa, that's incredible. Reconsider your definitions for your everyday. Watch how you're defining success. Watch how you sit there and accept people's thoughts on you, saying, oh, you know what? I want to repeat that over and over and over and over and over again in my head. I'm not good enough. Seriously, you are good enough. God created you, period. End of story, exclamation point. You matter. So you got to change your definitions. Reconsider them. Look at them differently. It's a summer of 2021. I feel like we need to celebrate summer of 2021. It's like the coming out party from the pandemic. It's like, yes, freedom. And it feels incredible. Well, during this time, I want you to celebrate you. I want you to look at yourself differently. I want you to go, and when you get up in the morning, decide before anything happens that, you know what? I'm taking what's said to me as a grain of salt. That doesn't mean that there may not be some truth to it. But give yourself permission to step back for a moment and analyze the situation. If we were slower to react and quicker to listen, do you think our everyday would be different in this world? Yes, it would. And I know that when I slow down and I look at myself in the mirror, I see something different. I see that I matter. I want you to slow down, reconsider your definitions, and know that you matter. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.